Eating lots in springtime is crucial. That's when protein in plants is more available and easier to digest.
Calcium is not very abundant in a lot of plants, and so you have to eat a lot. You have to focus on high-quality foods, high-quality plants, the buds, the shoots, the young leaves, to try to get those minerals, those nutrients, to build the babies.
With Soro Poseidon's voracious appetite, tiny amounts of calcium add up. Bit by bit, it's all stored in her bones, specifically medullary bone.
Medullary bone is a very special bone that's laid down only by an ovulating female, and it's laid down to gather together calcium for calcium carbonate eggshells that they are making during ovulation.
Medullary is a layer of bone which lines the interior of leg bones. It has no structural purpose. Instead, it's a mobile store for calcium and other minerals required to make eggshells. Once stored in medullary bone, calcium and minerals can easily be broken down and sent to where it's needed.
So you're looking at the unfolding, the unpacking of something that starts out as a single cell into an animal that's almost the size of a whale, and it has to come off without a hitch.
In Soro Poseidon, evolution has favored something else as well, the production of a tremendous number of eggs every year. And every one of those eggs takes resources.
After mating, a female Soro Poseidon is now starting to grow the eggs inside of her. And eggs are expensive. They're protein and fat and calcium. Calcium for the bones of the embryo eventually, calcium for the shell of the egg.
A single Soro Poseidon lays hundreds of eggs each season. But many are eaten before they hatch, and most hatchlings are devoured by hungry carnivores. Tyrannosaurus rex, on the other hand, has evolved into something entirely different. These powerful meat-eaters are intelligent and well-armed. They're killers and scavengers. A female ready to pass on her genes is on the lookout for a male with huge jaws, a powerful grip, and a mouthful of steel-tough teeth.